Chicken Pug, the Love Pug by Jennifer Sattler. When you hear this sound, it is time to turn the page. It was a beautiful day. Chick and Pug were enjoying some sunshine. Suddenly, Chick heard a familiar voice. "Oh, Pugly Wuggly, we have a visitor. Her name is Daisy. Isn't she just precious?" "Good afternoon, gentlemen." "Oh, she's lovely," said Chick. "Sure," mumbled Pug, "but so are naps." "How do you do, Miss Daisy? I'm Chick, and this is my best buddy, Pug. Isn't he magnificent?" Chick told Daisy about all of Pug's heroic deeds. "Oh my," she swooned. Daisy was in love. She set out to capture the brave and handsome Pug's attention. And just look at those muscles. "Well, aren't these pretty?" she sighed. "I wish someone would give me flowers." "Fear not, dear Daisy," sang Chick. "Wonder Pug will get you all the flowers you need." He sure did, without even waking up. But Daisy would never give up that easily. "Goodness gracious, I've lost my favorite bow." "Here it is, Daisy," said Chick. "Pug was keeping it safe and warm for you." She had one last idea. "Oh, help, I'm being followed." "Goodness me, now I'm being chased." "Stand back, you big bully," warned Chick. "Nice work, Pug. You scared him away." Chick was impressed. Daisy was not impressed. Pug was ready for another nap. But suddenly, he was wide awake. Bzzz. "Pug?" "Oh no," cried Chick. "Why are Wonder Pug's cheeks buzzing? Help! Something is terribly wrong." "You leave my hero alone, you buzzy rascal," yelled Daisy. "Wow," Chick sighed. "What an adventure." "Yup," mumbled Pug. Chick and Pug were exhausted. They weren't the only ones. After all, sometimes love makes you sleepy.